Okay, when some of the bigger birds that came in, like the wattle crane especially. Now, the guy's name is Gru. He's as tall as I am, and he's a big boy, and he has an attitude. So when he came in, what we did was we actually carried the crate over to the grass patch where he is now. We lift the crate over there, we opened the crate, we slowly walked him out, and he's been there ever since. He seems to have built up a territorial thing with that area there. And he seems to be happy. So if he's happy, we are happy.
So it's very important that we start by bringing in first animals that we know are very easy to settle in, and then they will also help us acclimatize the more delicate ones. So for example, here, the first ones to come were the macaws, because we knew that they were very comfortable in a large area already, and that they would be very quickly settling in. And then they, in turn, actually help the next batch of birds settle in, because they will, in a way, be their mentors and teachers. They will see where they go for food, where they go for roosting, and in the way that also helps us test the aviary to make sure that everything is safe.
When we had the birds out here with the LCD screen, they kind of like paused for a while, and then they turn around, they look at the screen, and then they were just dazed for a while. I think it's something very new for them with the bright lights, and when we are displaying the content on the LCD screen, there is a variety of shots, videos and all. But I think within a day or so, they got over it. So I'm quite happy with the progress effect.
For the larger macaws, it took us 1 year to actually condition them to behave a certain way that we need them to. The behavior that we want to discourage are perching on shoulder, biting on shoes, and also nibbling on jewelry and necklaces on the guests. We are still working on that.